Welcome to the Deerwood Realty Show. I'm John Schenck, founder and managing broker of Deerwood Realty in St. Louis, Missouri. Well, you know what? Every once in a while, I look outside of my bubble and I want to see the world is like this wonderful place. And there's a marketplace for ideas and everything works out well. We're always trying to move forward with humanity and make things better for everyone's life. And believe it or not, sometimes that revolves around money. And something I happened to find maybe a week ago that I've been kind of procrastinating on putting a video out for is something called a lower rate only adjustable mortgage or a ratchet mortgage. Now, based on the response I got from OpenAI when I went to make a thumbnail for this video, you can't use the word ratchet. So if I get demonetized on YouTube as well, well, I'm not monetized anyway. If I get my video gets kind of blocked, it's because of the word ratchet. Apparently, you can't use the word ratchet when you're talking about home mortgages. Who knew, right? But I did ask my I did ask my youngest stepdaughter if that was a bad word, and she said that it could be a bad thing. So it's not though in a mortgage. Come on. Anyway, let's get to it. So I just want to go to the original. Look, I pick up ideas all over the place. This one was from Twitter. This is from John Wake, who I follow. He's pretty sharp, and he puts out a lot of stuff that I think is interesting. I just want to go over it with you, and then we'll just kind of talk through it. So this is this idea of a lower-only adjustable rate mortgage, and the idea is that it would stabilize homeownership because it would lower during times of economic distress. I think that's worth taking a look at, especially with what we might be seeing in the future. I mean, I don't think people can keep making, you know, $3,000 a month and $5,000 a month home payments, and this is going to end well. But anyway, here it says, the basic idea has been pitched in the past, but the establishment of what it's talking about it. It's essentially an adjustable rate mortgage where the interest rate can only adjust down, not up. See also the ratchet mortgage idea here. So I have all of his sources and everything put together. I don't know. I don't want to spend like 2 hours on this. I just want to go over the idea. I want you to have it so that someday down the road, if you hear something about it, perhaps you can, you know, be an advocate for it. At least tell your friends like, hey, this seems like a good idea. It says whenever interest rates fall, your lower only adjustable rate mortgage payment automatically falls. But when interest rates rise, your mortgage payment doesn't. It's like automatic free refinancing whenever rates fall without the risks of having to pay more per month when interest rates rise, like with regular adjustable rate mortgages. Normal adjustable rate mortgages charge a lower interest rate than the fixed rate mortgage. These lower only adjustable rate mortgages would charge a higher interest rate than fixed rate mortgages, but would increase the financial stability of homeowners with these mortgages and that of the U.S. economy in general. So what are some of the benefits of this particular, like I'm against adjustable rate mortgages, just for the record, just completely, because I saw what happened in 2007 and it was terrible. And I've never liked them because of that. So one thing is it's no negative equity trapped. When the house prices and interest rates both fall a lot, like during the Great Recession, homeowners would not be caught while with mortgages they could not refinance because the value of their homes had fallen too much. That's one thing that I think when people say date the rate, they're really missing out on, okay? Because if the house doesn't appraise, you can't refinance at a lower rate unless somebody else steps in. Somebody's going to pay for that. We'd have far fewer foreclosures when both house prices and interest rates fall, so house prices would fall less. In the 2000s, prices would have fallen a lot less if lower-only adjustable rate mortgages had been common. It's a very interesting argument. I don't know if that's true. I can remember distinctly people pulling out adjustable rate mortgages, okay? But I can also see them just walking away from their house because they didn't like the house payment. And as much as you want to say, well, that's not true, that's not what happened, I saw it, and so I don't care what you say because I saw it. So I don't know that anytime, like so much is made of you own a home and then you have all this equity when you didn't do anything in your house. Like, for instance, it wouldn't be unusual right now in St. Louis for someone who bought their house for $300,000 4 years ago to try and sell it for $600,000 now without having done anything to the house. It would be totally not unusual. It's terrible and it's stupid because the people never did any work to it. They literally sat in the house for 3 or 4 years. But that's the way it is. That's how broken the financial system is. I don't know. I still think that if you like tell people like, oh, your house isn't worth as much as you're paying for it, you should leave. They'll leave. It's not a good thing. Automatic macroeconomic stabilizer. In addition, when the change would be boon for economic stability, when the Fed lowers interest rates, it would have a much quicker and larger impact on the economy. There would not be such a huge lag from the time the Fed cuts rates to the time some homeowners refinance their fixed rate mortgages. U.S. recessions would be shorter and shallower. Is that a bad thing? No, I think that'd be a great thing. Less household debt. Lower only adjustable rate mortgages would also lower mortgage debt nationally. When they refinance, many homeowners take out cash or get a new 30-year mortgage, adding years of mortgage payments or both. With lower only adjustable rate mortgages, that wouldn't happen. The mortgage payment is automatically lowered when rates fall without adding years of mortgage payments. So U.S. mortgage debt would fall faster over time, which would also add to macroeconomic stability and shallower and shorter recessions. It says, yes, interest rates would be higher at first, but once interest rates fall enough to cover the additional cost, all future rate declines would be passed through to home buyers. If we had converted to a lower only adjustable rate mortgages in the 80s, mortgage rates wouldn't have fallen off at first. After that, lower only adjustable rate mortgages would have fallen for the next 30 years, and the Great Recession wouldn't have been great. And then he proposes, perhaps instead of using the typical first-time home buyer tax credit program to help lower-income first-time buyers, we could create a safer mortgages and mortgages that don't drive up house prices like the tax credit programs do. It won't increase home sales in the short run, but it would increase the home ownership and household financial stability in the medium and long run. It says, what if the Fed only bought mortgage-backed securities backed by lower-only adjustable rate mortgages? That would lower only adjustable rate mortgage rates, increase the number of those mortgages, and that would help stabilize the economy and help the Fed to meet its mandates. Now, okay, that's a lot. That's a lot. What do we got here? Okay. So you hear the idea. Okay. Now I want to go to a different page, and that's here. I can close that. This is one of the pages pieces of writing he cited. This is from 2014. This is not a new idea. And then it's just going to go through. It says, an automatic mortgage stabilizer that would become a standard feature of any home loan. By driving interest rates down to almost record lows, the Federal Reserve did indeed help many homeowners reduce their monthly payments, but most distressed borrowers weren't able to refinance, at least not without government help, because their incomes and creditworthiness had fallen and banks had drastically tightened lending standards. Those whose loans were underwater could not get a new one for an equivalent amount because it would exceed the value of the home. That's what happened during the last run-up. It's quoted as, it's essentially an automatic refinancing, and it's much cheaper and easier than going through the whole process of getting a new mortgage. And then it says, it might seem like this kind of protection would add to the cost of the standard mortgage. After all, a lender loses revenue when it reduces the interest rate its borrowers have to pay. But the guy says, I can't do his last name, I'm sorry, that doesn't have to be the case. In fact, it is possible that the automatic stabilizer could automatically reduce a bank's cost. The key reason is that investors in mortgages already price in the risk of lower rates. Banks and institutional investors know that many borrowers will refinance if interest rates drop significantly, so they already factored that potential cost in the price of a mortgage. So this is 2014. This is a talk that they gave at the Fed. And this is, how does it benefit homeowners? Automatic savings when rates decline. No agonizing over when to refinance. There's no refinancing costs because refi costs can add up in conventional mortgages. And that's one spot where I think that the mortgage industry would be a little bit hesitant to go forward with this. You know, a refinance isn't free. That's a transaction, and a loan officer makes money off of that. I don't know that they're willing to just give up refinancing. That's a pretty sweet part of the business during some economic cycles. And then it wouldn't be subject to a refi credit check because you're not really refinancing. You're automatically just dropping it. You're just dropping it to the current rate. And it says consumer-friendly attributes should appeal to Congress and regulators. But we know that Congress doesn't do anything. And we know that regulators are even worse. So chances of this happening in my lifetime, not great. How lenders benefit: longer and more predictable profit stream. Well, everyone wants to make a profit, right? Less origination volatility. Customer stickiness. This is facilitates cross-selling and other banking cross-selling other banking products, and can be funded with the ratchet bonds, which if I get downvoted for that particular thing, I hate the whole idea, basically. And I would say stronger words, but I'm on YouTube and all the other places, and I just don't think you need to hear me cursing today for you to have a good day. So in summary, fixed rate mortgages are problematic for the borrowers. Transaction costs from frequent refinancings add up, and declining credit precludes benefiting from lower rates, which is true. And for lenders, refinancing causes earnings volatility, and customer migration is common. Well, they sell their mortgages, so that's kind of their fault, right? They even sell the servicing at times. So the solution for borrowers, the refis are automatic and the credit check not required. And for lenders, a more durable customer relationships, which is weak. Let's be honest, like you go to a lender that you can get the deal done with for the most part, more cross-selling opportunities, lower origination volatility, and stable earnings. So that's it. And I mean, here's the other stuff, but it's not, doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. So we're not doing it. So anyway, let's go back here. Now look, I'm not the expert, right? I saw this idea. I thought it was interesting and I wanted you to see it so that more people can see it. Now, look, if only four people watch my video today or the rest of time, then I guess it's not going very far, but I did my part. I did my part. So I do have a few questions that I was going to go over, and I'm just going to skip through a few of them because I don't want to have a super long video today. I just want to have something where you can say, hey, this guy had this idea, which I didn't. It's not my idea. This guy did this video on this thing. And maybe we should say, yeah, that's a good idea. Or maybe it's a horrible idea. You should put it in the comments below. Okay, so how can lower only adjustable rate mortgages and ratchet mortgages provide financial stability to homeowners during economic downturns? Well, everyone's praying for, like right now, the rates to go down. But for the rates to go down, that means that there has to be some economic pain. What if we could just lower that pain threshold a little bit? I think that would be a positive. So what are the primary benefits of these innovative mortgage types for lenders? Well, there's lower credit losses because you don't have to go through the whole foreclosure process, and there's less origination volatility. Right now, you're pricing in on a 30-year fixed rate. How many times do you think the market's going to go up? How many times do you think the market's going to go down? What is the chance that your actual lender, what is the chance that that's actually going to work out for 30 years? There's so many people in St. Louis right now that have Boatman's Bank credit pulls. Bowman's Bank hasn't been around in 25 years minimum. Then it says, how could the implementation of these mortgage solutions impact the broader housing market and prevent future economic volatility? Well, we touched on it, but there's always going to be volatile times from the economy. I mean, if you think that, like, just in life, like, we're always going to have the same interest rate and everything, and we're always going to have, you know, sub 4% unemployment, I mean, you're crazy. It's not going to happen. It's always how we respond to them that I'm fascinated by. But this could, you know, perhaps if economic pain was coming, could blunt that just a little bit. And I don't think that's a bad idea. What challenges might arise in promoting and adopting lower-only adjustable rate mortgages and ratchet mortgages among homeowners and lenders? Look, if I go to my lender tomorrow and I say, hey, man, I need to get this buyer into a house. How are we going to do it? He says, well, there's 7,000 different lending programs. Okay. And he says, I don't even know them all. But I'll get back to you with the best solution. Okay, well, that's great. But what I found is, look, if we can't get somebody pre-qualified up front or pre-approved, it's normally because they've got, like, a problem. Like, maybe they shouldn't be buying a house right now, okay? And maybe that's the wrong thing to say. Maybe that's negative. But it's just, I found that if I have to just jump through, like, 60,000 hoops just to get a pre-approval, it's probably not going to go well. It just probably isn't. So what I don't understand is if it's not a conventional mortgage, so there is no loan payoff. And look, I don't know that I believe that you should own a home always encumbered by debt. I actually don't believe that. I think you should look to pay off your mortgage as quickly as possible and be debt free. Not to the Dave Ramsey level, but just like, look, it's a lot of money out there every month. And while you could argue that you could make more money, you know, in an index fund, prove it, do it, you do it. Not some piece of paper that says, hey, I won after 30 years, because that's hindsight. It's just not as easy as people make it out to be. So it says, how do these mortgage types compare to traditional fixed rate and adjustable rate mortgages in terms of long-term financial planning? Well, with a fixed rate mortgage, you do know the payments and they can't go up. I mean, you'll get escrow and you'll get property tax that may go up, but taxes and the other one, not escrow, but they're in your escrow. So anyway, they don't normally go up. Insurance, that's the other one. On the adjustable rate side, many take these when there is the belief that something will happen in the future to lower rates, and the problem occurs when the rates go higher unexpectedly. Look, there was affordability problems in 2005, 2006, 2007, and the lenders were saying, hey, just use an adjustable rate mortgage, date the rate. Well, they didn't reset the rate, and it turned into a big problem. So I'm not for that. So anyway, that's where I'm at. Now, you can know that the payments would go down on a lower, maybe. It depends on when you're born and when you get your mortgage. What steps can policymakers take to encourage the adoption of these mortgage innovations to enhance economic stability? Well, I've not heard anyone talk about this until this week. And obviously that paper we saw came out in 2014. The original reference is old. So it's not like it's moved the needle. It's not like these are solutions that are only interesting when people are when they're hurting. It's a hindsight thing. If everyone can get a mortgage right now at a decent rate, which nobody can because it's right around 7 right now, you don't have this discussion. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And we should talk more about it. And then it says, would a first-time homebuyer feel better knowing that their rate automatically reset to the lowest available? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a dumb question. What potential risks are associated with these mortgage types and how can they be mitigated? So the goal is to pay your mortgage unless you're financed at such a low level it almost doesn't matter. It seems like this would be a cheaper option than a refinance, so I don't see any problem with it. How do lower only adjustable rate mortgages and ratchet mortgages align with current trends in the real estate market? Well, it's a perfect choice given our current situation, right? But the problem is that the lower only adjustable rate mortgage would actually be higher to start. So, I mean, we're coming in at 7% now with difficulty with affordability. What if you're coming in at 7.5% or 8% on a lower only adjustable rate mortgage? Now, down the road, maybe it goes down. But I mean, even a scarier question, what if this is the lowest that the rates are going to go in the next 20 years? Wouldn't that be terrible? Ugh. So then the last one, what role could financial education play in increasing the awareness and understanding of these innovative mortgage options among consumers? Well, we just have to advocate for it. We have to make our voices heard. So that's what I'm doing today. I mean, all we can do is just kind of build a little movement around it. I don't think it's terrible. I think that an adjustable rate mortgage is terrible. I can't stand them. But if we have a lower only adjustable rate mortgage and you're just not going to pay your mortgage off, like that's not part of your financial planning, all right, so be it. Well, that's what I have for you today. Look, I'm not an expert on this, okay? I mean, it took me like 3 days just to have enough courage to put it out there. So if you know more about this topic and everything like that, by all means, you know, put it in the comment section. I mean, that's fine. But with that, I'm going to leave you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.